richer far than human lips can tell. When rings the gush of golden harps and heavenly flutes are swell, to tell the quenchless love of him who o'er our lost world wed. To tell the quenchless love of him who o'er our lost world wed. The music of the pearly gates went back to angels flock, admitting there's a ransom soul their sinless bands among. The silvery sound that's swelling up when flows the stream of life, the rustle of the emerald leaf with healing virtues ripe, the rustle of the emerald leaf with healing virtues ripe. And then the tide of melody that swells and bursts when rings the new song in that far off world, what thrilling rapture brings. But odd, we may not note its power, its depths we may not sound. Unfathom, fathom, thus it rolls in glorious might around. Unfathom, fathom, thus it rolls in glorious might around.
Let me quickly name us. We're all Clarks, either originally or by marriage. There's Deborah, Ann, Lamar, Mary Catherine, Catherine, Alan, and myself, Robert. And the next tune, Music of the Morn.
Behold the beauties of the morn when day begins to rise. The dew, the sparkle in the light, like myriad angel eyes. The rippling stream, the waterfall, the purling brooklet's lay, all sing and shine with life and joy to hail the newborn day. Hark the music of the morn, music sweet and clear. All nature sings in harmony, come lend a listening ear. Hark the music of the morn, hear its thrilling song. Come join the happy chorus now, the joyful notes prolong.
Third verse.
When sun and moon and stars grow dim and clearer light appears, all those who walk in duty's path shall live in endless years. The path of duty open lies to all who love the way. It leads us upward to the skies where shine eternal day. Hark the music of the morn, music sweet and clear. All nature sings in harmony, come lend a listening ear. Hark the music of the morn, hear its thrilling song. Come join the happy chorus now, the joyful notes prolong.
Now, don't get nervous. Isn't it nice to have this cloud overhead? We've already been baptized twice. We were baptized Friday night, and we were baptized last night. And do you know what? Everybody stayed with a few exceptions. The sissies. Everybody stayed with us. And so this is Sunday, and I think it would be very appropriate for us to have a little baptizing. Hope you've got your rain gear. But stick with us, because the show goes on, and if you go, my, you'll just miss a bushel and a peck. A sweet singer who has been coming for a long time. She came as a high school girl. Now she's a young mother and a college student, and she lives down at Cocoa. Our sweet singer friend, Eugenia Cicini Jones, from Cocoa, Florida.
Oh, I need a minute to catch my breath. It's have your fish stories. This is mine. Whistling a tune. Though I'm a learning fisherwoman, I do pretty good for myself. 'Cause the bucket is full and I've got all that I'm full, I always bring a lot of them in. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. I'm doing so well, you're glad I can tell. Oh, hell. Your smile is fading, John, and your face is growing weary. Was it that 5-pound carp I caught lying here in the boat beside me? Oh, what a fine picture it will make as I hold it in front of me. All your friends, you can tell, or they can see it as well in the sportswoman's magazine. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. I'm doing so well, you're glad I can tell. Oh, hell. If it's beginner's luck, I'd be the first to admit if I've been out only once or twice. I can count on my hands all the many times I've been, and that's what makes it so nice. Those slimy fish, you can have them all right, and those noisy crickets and worms. I'd rather sit back and smirk and let you do all the work, and I'll keep ringing them in. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. Bait the hook, John, take the fish off. I'm doing so well, you're glad I can tell. Oh, hell. Oh, I'm doing so well, you're glad I can tell. Oh, hell. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Beautiful, darling. Now, here comes the Makeley family from Jacksonville, Florida. L. Royce, the mother, Ruth Ann, a daughter, and Bettina, a daughter. And I want to tell you that Father is in the audience today for the first time, and this is his and L. Royce's 31st wedding anniversary. The Yodeling Makeley family.
Okay, we're gonna do, He Taught Me to Yodel.
Yeah. Right.
This is dedicated to that guy over there.
I don't know.
Praise the Lord.
I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be. Yodel and go yodel. I met up with a Swiss boy, he was handsome as could be. I'll teach you all to yodel just like he taught it to me. He taught me to yodel, yodel, yodel. This is how to yodel, yodel. He taught me how to yodel and he taught me how to kiss. He taught me how to cuddle in that good old mountain way. We did our loving on a mountain, yodeling all the way. He taught me to yodel, 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 yodel. This is how to yodel. Yodel, 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 yodel. listen close to me. This is how to yodel. Yodel, oodie, ate, yodel, oodie, ate, yodel.
This is sort of Cowboy Sweetheart. It's sort of Cowboy Sweetheart, the first verse, and sort of Sailor Sweetheart, the second verse. If you can dig that.
Ready?
Oh, my mother and all her sisters used to date sailors way long time ago, way back when they were dating. And so they rewrote it for sailors. That's the story behind that.
And now I've forgotten cowboys, so...
Oh, thank you.
I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart. I wanna learn to rope and to ride. I wanna ride all the plains and deserts out west of the great divide. I wanna hear the coyotes howling as the sun sinks in the west. I love to be a cowboy sweetheart. That's the life.
The Makeley family from Jacksonville. Be sure I'm on the right day. Oh, yes, who in the world is Gamble Rogers? Well, let's see who he is. Gamble Rogers from St. Augustine.
All right.
Woman amongst you, who can tell me what is the meaning of nostalgia? Nostalgia, is it following a bouncing ball, singing along with those wonderful Mitch Miller sing-along? Is it rumble seats, running boards, and 1954 Chevrolet? Is it those old motion pictures of Humphrey Bogart classics, The Big Sleep, Casablanca? Is it Marlena Dietrich and the Blue Angel? What is it? What is it? You know, when I was growing up in Winter Park, Florida, we had two movie houses in our town. The Colony Theater at the south end of the street, where they show the heavy psychedelic flicks like Fantasia. And at the other end of the street, the Baby Grand Theater. A dank, cavernous mouth of a place decorated in Renaissance redneck. Oh, we would sit in there of a Saturday matinee and scarf up on those Jujubes, Junior Mints, Milk Duds, Necco Wafers, Jordan Almonds, Biddle Honeys, Sugar Daddies. Remember those little Sugar Daddies? Sticky things, weren't they? Get mad at your best buddy, Bogart, your Sugar Daddy, and stick it in his ear. And there was always some little idiot in the crowd. He would sidle out into the lobby in the middle of the picture with a box of butter popcorn secreted under his McGregor windbreaker, ease up to the water fountain, step on the switch, directing a clandestine crescent of clear water into the popcorn box, turning its contents into a soggy, glutinous, viscous, vegetable mass of oily corruption and putrescence. He would then ease up into the balcony, and at precisely the heaviest part of the flicker, the patrons there below would be startled to hear from out of the Stygian void above the non-sonorous sounds of gastronomical distress as our young pilgrim leaned far out over the parapet, broadcasting the popcorn in a slimy torrent over their heads and shoulders, all the while going, they'd scatter like quail down there. Nostalgia. Ah, nostalgia, where is the spirit of pranksterism gone? There are no pranks anymore. I remember 3:15, school's out. Jump on your trusty Schwinn bicycle with a spring-loaded front fork. Pedal down to O'Brien's drugstore. Eyeball the prom queens trucking in and out. Judy Butler and Ada Andrew. Oh, Judy Butler. Teenage princess, sovereign subject of 100 million post-pubescent ruminations and fantasies, Judy Butler. In your little Angora sweater, your black and white saddle Oxfords and the bobby socks with the wool balls dangling down from behind. And all the Maitland boys queued up at the curb in their Skeeters. Now, don't you remember those Skeeters? Take a 49 Ford and cut the body off. You got a radiator, an engine, a chopped cowl, a seat over the chassis, and a gas tank made out of discarded beer keg. Pull up there to O'Brien's drugstore, rattle those flathead V8s, and have a look at them prom queens like a cool cosmic cowboy. You got a nickel-plated Caterpillar tractor watch fob dangling off the rearview mirror. Now, Bender Snodgrass, he was a Maitland boy and a bad customer, a hard case. He had the baddest Skeeter there ever was. He called it the Immaculate Contraption. He took a tap and die set and threaded a spark plug into the muffler pipe of his Skeeter, attached the spark plug to a T-model coil and the T-model coil to a toggle switch on the dashboard. Now, one day, Judy Butler went trucking out behind the Immaculate Contraption. Old Bender centered her in the rearview mirror, revved up his engine, flicked the toggle switch on the dashboard, which caused the spark plug to go to sparking in the tailpipe. He deftly flicked off the ignition key, cunningly flicked it on again, which caused a pint and a half of unburned Sunoco 260 to course through the exhaust system right by the spark plug. It burned all Angora off Judy's sweater. Burned the balls off her socks. Nostalgia. What is nostalgia? Could it be? Could it be sitting in Miss Beck's sixth grade classroom? Everybody say, hey, when you get to high school next year, don't get Miss Luella Lyle for a teacher. She's a witch. My first day of high school, in walked my new homeroom teacher, Luella Lyle. 6.5 feet tall. She loomed above us like a myopic praying mantis. Blue rinse in her white hair, chalk white skin, bloodless lips, little eyeballs like pin lights shining through a Missouri road map. She wore those Dr. Scholl's lace-up pedicure pumps and silk print dresses from which emanated garlands of lilac water and talcum powder. And though she was the butt of many a coarse and callow juvenile joke, what dreams of love and altruism pulsed in that withered breast. Soon the Maitland boys posed a moment of truth. They smuggled a 38-inch scarlet kingsnake into Miss Luella Lyle's desk drawer. Now, there are those amongst you this this afternoon knowledgeable in the field of herpetology, who will verify the fact that a scarlet king snake is virtually identical to a coral snake, the only fatally poisonous reptile on the North American continent, save for its arrangement of color markings. Both snakes are banded in the colors black, yellow, and red, but the sequence of the colors varies according to the species. If you're knowledgeable in this, you'll recognize a scarlet king snake as a friend to man. On the other hand, you go messing with a coral snake, one more white shirt will do you. Miss Luella Lyle came levitating into the classroom and led the class in the Pledge of Allegiance, the flag, the Lord's Prayer, and other examples of theological and nationalistic errata which have since been deemed superfluous by the nine old men. She then made the announcements of the day. These she generally inscribed with chalk upon the blackboard, but this day there was no chalk upon the rim of the blackboard, the Maitland boys having removed same, which would force the teacher into the drawer wherein awaited the serpent. She began. She said, "Boys and girls, your principal asked that I remind you that band practice will occur on the playing field today as it's such a sunny day. He also asked that I remind you once again, you rapscallions have purloined my chalk." She slid open the drawer, reached downward, froze, readjusted her spectacles, polished them off, and continued, "He asked that I remind you that those of us who live in the state of Florida should at all times be aware of the difference between the dread coral snake and his harmless and colorful cousin, the scarlet king snake." She reached down, grasped the snake firmly, raised it, held it high, wriggling. She looked right at Bender Snodgrass and said, "Red on black, friend of Jack. Red on yellow, kill a fellow. Black on head, you're dead." Drop the snake in the wastebasket, shut the drawer, and dismiss the class. All the Maitland boys were out there doing shalom. And from that time on, whenever anyone had the temerity to put down Miss Luella Lyle or the ill grace to refer to her as a witch, Bender Snodgrass and the Maitland boys had stomped the sand out of them.
It's been a long time since sounds have sounded over the lea here.